This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, as we reflect on the baptism of your Son, we reflect on our own as well. May the power of that water continue to transform us into his likeness each and every day. Amen. Good morning. The rumors that we were starting to build the ark are now canceled. The psalm today said that the voice of the Lord is mighty on the waters, and all in the temple cry, glory. I heard a lot of things exclaimed on Thursday and Friday, but I don't think I heard glory except for the kids who got off school. What an appropriate thing we just experienced when we are celebrating the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan today. Because baptism is about the power of the water. And boy, did we in Boynton Beach experience the power of the water. Maybe that was God's little humor to get us focused on this Sunday. I was blessed to go this past week out to Fuller, and they had a gathering of graduates of the program that they have out there that I completed, and of course I was the youngest, and it was an interdenominational gathering, which is always dicey at best, but I felt at home because the speaker, who was a Presbyterian, started by quoting an Episcopal priest, and I said, right on, this is going to be good. And he quoted a priest by the name of Jeffrey Boyd. Now, Jeffrey Boyd, back in the 90s, did a lot of research and work on the idea of our soul, the human soul. One of the things that he discovered, because he did a study, and he wanted to find out the average man and woman in the street, what is their understanding of the human soul? And resoundingly, the research came back, and the idea that most people have about their soul is the one we see on the Looney Tunes cartoons. You know, when Roadrunner and the other guy, Wiley Fox, and one of them gets killed, and they laid there dead, and suddenly you see this white little figure, ghost, with wings come out of their body and just sort of float up. We've all seen that, huh? And he said in their research, this is what most people think about when we talk about our soul. Now, they used that data to say that we had a wrong or incorrect understanding of it. But the good part of that is that the overwhelming majority of people really believe when they think about their soul that there is a part of them that will continue after their death. There is a part that will go to heaven. And really, in its simplest form, that is what the soul is about. That part of us that is eternal. The challenge and the problem we have is that too often we just think about that eternal part of us as that which is going to go to heaven after I die. I don't think enough about the fact that the eternal part of me, my soul, I also have now. And that is where we come to this Sunday and the importance of what Jesus shows us as an image and an example today by his baptism. Because if I understand that that eternal part of me is what I'm going to take to heaven, if I truly believe that, boy, I'm going to want to start working on making that soul the best that it can possibly be, because I'm going to take myself into eternity with it. So how do I do that? What do I do? Well, Jesus shows us today, one of the first things is commitment. This is Jesus' commitment to doing what God is calling him to do. Now, this did not happen willy-nilly. Jesus wasn't out partying and somebody said, hey, John's out at the river, and Jesus says, oh, this will be good for a few laughs. I'm going to go out there and be baptized by him in that river. No, this was an intentional thing Jesus did. Now, the challenge and the problem we have with it is, remember last Sunday? And we had that little baby Jesus, that cute little baby up here? Now it's a week later, and that cute little baby is 30 years old, and he's walking out into the wilderness. We missed 28 years. Now, if you're a parent like I am, there are times when, hey, that would have been a pretty cool thing. Kid was cute at two. Now they're an adult a week later. Great, I missed all that stuff in the middle. We know, though, we only have the one story from Luke about Jesus being lost, but we know that Jesus had those 28 years of his life. And there had to be some incredible formation that would lead him to this point in his life to do this. What I think we sometimes miss is that spiritual formation, the formation of our souls, is happening all the time, 24/7. Whether you are doing it intentionally or not, it's happening. It's the same as physical formation is happening to us 24/7, whether I'm intentional about it or not. You don't think so? If you're going to McDonald's three times a day, look at your waist in a couple of weeks, and I will tell you, physical formation is going on. It's the same with our spiritual formation. It is happening. And the conversations we would be willing to get into, the actions and the deeds and the words that we would choose to perform or not perform, the things we would choose to read and to look at or not look at, the attitudes that we would choose or not choose to take on, these are forming us, whether we are intentional about it or not. The clue and the important thing for us is what Jesus shows us in terms of the importance of the intentionality of our choices. Understanding that this is forming me as the person, as the soul that will go into eternity. And so we get to that point where if I'm going to be intentional about my life, this is where I'm going. And so every time I remind myself of that and God helps me to remember, that means that anything that's out here is off the table. It's a decision. Latin decision means to cut off. We are cutting things off when we make a decision. So if I am going to choose, I am going to become the best possible person I can come because that's who's going to live forever. I am then making a decision as to how I'm going to do that, and everything that isn't along that road has to come off the table. Now, it's easy when we just say, sure, that's what I'm going to do. The problem is when we go outside the door and we start living real life. And that's why when Jesus starts this mission today with his baptism, what is he constantly doing? He's constantly going off and talking to his Father. He's constantly going off to pray because he's got to remember, this is the vision, and any of this other stuff that's out there, that ain't what it's about, and that's not what I want in my life, because that is not what's going to form me into the person that I want to become. And so that's what it is for us. Now, to bring this into practical terms a little bit, we got to think about last week. Remember the story of the Magi. Remember Herod, who wanted to go out and kill all of those males of that age because he was afraid that one of them was going to be a threat to his power. Now, we know Jesus and Mary and Joseph had to run and hide so they didn't get Jesus killed. Well, John the Baptist was just a few months older than Jesus, so he had to deal with that as well, didn't he? But think of this. These two boys grew up together. Most of the boys who were that age were killed. Now, here's the practicality of it. Two boys who survived, strapping young lads. They weren't killing girls. Boy, the odds were pretty good for these two guys, weren't they? You think about that in that culture, male-dominated. They could have had their pick of any girl they wanted. And yet, they chose what God was calling them to be and to do. There's intentionality there in a real practical way. So it becomes the same for us. So it brings me to ask myself always the question that I've said before. If I am not right now doing everything I possibly can and incredibly excited and happy to be with Jesus 24/7 now, to become the person I'm called to be now, well, what makes me think that's something I'm going to want for eternity? Because that's what it's going to be. So it calls me and it calls us to look again, to reform, to a little bit of rebirth, rethinking as to how I'm structuring my life to become the person that I know I am called to be. That is what Jesus shows us today. You know, when Jesus was on this earth, you think about it, this is all he did was excited people that I don't have to wait till I die, that there is something better for me now. And you had these people fighting their way through crowds so they could touch his garment. You had people cutting holes through roofs so they could lower their friends down so they could experience him. You had people doing all sorts of crazy things, climbing sycamore trees so they could see him and maybe get him to acknowledge their presence. This is what Jesus is offering to us now. So today, as we celebrate his baptism, maybe it's time for us to recommit ourselves to our own. One other point today that gives me great comfort. Jesus, the Almighty Son of God, chose to be baptized in the Jordan River by John for the forgiveness of sin. Why on heaven or earth would the Almighty Son of God need to be baptized? Well, Jesus speaks his first words in Matthew's gospel today when he says, for the sake of righteousness. Righteousness is used throughout this gospel of Matthew. Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes or the Pharisees. He talks a lot about righteousness. It has to do with just this, doing the will of God. Jesus does this will of God, not because it's for the forgiveness of his sins, it's for our sake. Now, the comfort from that, let me give you an example of what this really means. You're out there in the world and you do something and you know, I really messed up. And this guy comes along who's perfect. And this guy says to you, I am perfect, and I know you screwed up, so get it together. Another guy comes up to you, and he says, man, I've been there. And I understand what you're going through. But let me give you a few hints as to how we can make this better. And let me help pick you up and dust you off and start over again. Both the guys are perfect, but I don't know about you, but I'm going to be more tempted to follow the guy over here on the right than I am this highfalutin person over on the left. This is what Jesus is doing today by his baptism. He's telling us, I'm in there with you for the long haul. So there's no sickness you can go through. There's no failing you can have. There's no difficulty you can have in your life. I'm going to be there. And we'll pull through this together. So as we celebrate his baptism today, and ours as well, take great comfort in knowing that Jesus is there with us always. Amen.